And welcome, gang. Welcome back to the Success Tsunami Summit. Jay Fazette here, your co-host, and I am thrilled to be on the call with a dear friend of mine, brilliant woman, and juicy marketer, to put it mildly, Lisa Cherney. Now, I got to tell you a little bit about Lisa before we get moving along. And there's a formal bio, and then I've got to tell you sort of my personal experience of her because I've had the blessing and privilege to share space with her many a time. So Lisa Cherney is the juicy marketing expert. She's a business intuitive and the founder of Conscious Marketing, an organization she started 13 years ago to help business owners find their authentic marketing voice so they can attract their ideal clients. Now, she's a highly sought-after speaker for top events like Market Your Way to Wealth, as well as leading professional associations. She shared the stage with experts like Jack Canfield, John Assaraf from The Secret, Adam Urbanski, and Lisa Sasevich. However, her greatest accomplishment is having the courage to follow her heart and laser-focus her marketing so precisely that she tripled her income while taking off Fridays and Mondays to be a mom. And last year, she crossed the seven-figure mark, which is a monumental accomplishment. Congrats. Prior to Conscious Marketing, Lisa spent 15 years advising Fortune 500 companies and leading advertising agencies working with brands like AT&T, Lipton, Nissan, Blue Cross, and Equal. She is now dedicated to working with small business owners, many of whom have added thousands of dollars in sales after exposure to Lisa's groundbreaking standout and be juicy programs and insightful guidance. Now, that's the formal introduction. Now, I got to tell you the informal introduction. Lisa is one of those ladies that stands out in a crowd. And I met her at a networking event, and, you know, we were, 50 people in a room of pretty high-powered movers and shakers in the world. And every single time she gave feedback, every single time she asked a question, it was always with this laser focus about nailing it down to one thing. What is the core of the message? What is the heart of it? How does it make you feel? What is the energy around that? And, you know, I have to tell you, as straight as I can say it, is that my naming convention and sort of traditional marketing stuff is not the greatest in the universe. And every time she spoke, it was like, hey, write that down. Hey, that's pretty smart. Hey, put that down again. So, my advice to each of you listening is make sure you have a pen and paper or fingers to keyboard so you can take some notes because, honest to goodness, you are really going to want to. And, in terms of getting to know her further and understanding her, we have a really shared grounding about serving and supporting heart-based entrepreneurs to really, really do well. And I think that I'm incredibly privileged to be able to say that Lisa is a joint venture partner of mine and that I think over the years we're going to do a ton of work together. So on behalf of myself and Ronnie and Joe and everyone who has been making the Success Tsunami Summit possible, Lisa, I want to thank you for being here. We truly and deeply appreciate you making the time.
Thank you so much, Jay. Oh, what a great introduction. That's going to just fill me up for the day or week, I think, at least. Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, I know you have so much to share with us, and we have a fairly limited time. So are you cool if we just dive right on in?
Very, yes.
Okay. So I love the name of your company. How did you come up with this concept of conscious marketing, and how is it unique?
All right, great. Well, I look forward to jumping into that. I want people to multitask, though, a little bit while we're talking because there's a handout. And I don't know about you guys, but I love a good hand. I love me a good handout. So I want to make sure you guys grab that while I'm talking because this first part, I won't necessarily be referring to it, but then I'm going to really jump in and I may not actually cover everything, and so at least you'll have it on this handout. So it's grab the handout at standoutbejuicy.com/handout. Now I'll spell that. STANDOUTBEJUICY.com/handout. HANDOUT. So it's standoutbejuicy.com/handout. And then you put your name and your email in there. It takes you to a page where you can download it right off the bat. And it also emails it to you as sort of like a backup fail safe. So grab that handout. It actually has four strategies we're going to cover today. I don't know if Jay mentioned what our focus is going to be, but the topic is stand out and be juicy, magnetize your marketing to attract your ideal clients. And there's four strategies that I love to share, and sometimes I get a little bit focused on one or two and I go deeper and then the other, at least you'll have the other one. So go ahead and grab that handout at standoutbejuicy.com /handout. Okay, now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Well, and honestly, that just makes it so much easier than all the notes that I took when you were talking earlier. So it makes life easy.
Okay, perfect. So conscious marketing, yes. 1999. Oh, God, listen to my voice. Hold on 1 second. This is my only call I'm doing today, and I can see I haven't talked with anybody yet today. Sorry, everybody.
It's all good.
It's all good. So conscious marketing, back in 1999, I left my corporate job in marketing and training. Actually, I got laid off, to be completely honest. And it was like the third time in 2 years that I had been a victim of a downsizing, right-sizing, whatever you want to call it. And I kind of had a bit of a spiritual awakening when I was given the idea of, why go to work for somebody else when you can work for yourself? And I was actually in my late 20s at the time. And I had not thought about this at all. But, boy, did it feel good. You know, that idea of freedom and making my own hours and deciding who I wanted to work with and what I wanted to be doing. And then finally, like, putting all my efforts out there for me to benefit as opposed to another, you know, somebody else's company or something. And it just all just, as I sort of leaned into it, just felt better and better and better. And so I don't know if those of you that are have your own business or are starting your own business, you may relate to that. I think most business owners relate to the idea of freedom and kind of define it different ways, but that's where I was. But here's the thing is that within the first year of my business, I had a bit of a existential crisis, you know, because I was struggling with my marketing, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, damn, you know, excuse my language, but I thought if there was one thing that I knew that I didn't have to rely on other people for, it was going to be my marketing. I mean, I worked for advertising agencies and all these, you know, big companies, AT&T, but you know, you heard them, you know, in my intro. And but here's the thing. I didn't know this at the time, but I was a mission-driven entrepreneur. Like, I wanted to help people, and I had this thing that I just felt that could transform their lives, and most of the people that I worked with also felt like, you know, they wanted to help people. And when your business is an extension of yourself, it's a whole other ballgame when it comes to marketing and selling. And I was I wound up, Jay, giving myself what I call now a marketing lobotomy. You know, I wish I had that, you know, from the Men in Black movies. They have that flashy thingy, you know,
mm-hmm.
that helps people. I didn't have that, you know, so it was a little bloody. But, you know, I had to just give myself permission to say, okay, what you learned and what you think you know ain't working here, so what's going to work? And the bottom line is that I realized that I needed to be a lot more conscious about who I was supposed to be working with
mm-hmm.
and a lot more conscious about what made me special. I'm going to say that again.
Yeah.
A lot more conscious about who I'm supposed to be working with, like very specifically, because there's not a lot of wiggle room when you're selling or marketing, you know, a service that's you and you are the business owner, and you know, there's no buffer. You have to work with the people that you're meant to work with, or it just doesn't feel good. And then I also had to be a lot more conscious about what made me special, like deep on a deep level, and then how to communicate both of those things in my marketing. And none of my prior training and corporate experience of the 15 years really helped me with this. And so as I was having my sort of realization and getting over being embarrassed that I was struggling with this, I also realized that everyone around me that I was trying to help with their marketing was having the same issues, right? Isn't that how this all works, right?
And can I just point something out? Because you say something that I just think is so vitally important, is that if you're having some trouble with the marketing and the positioning, and I want to be very clear about this. Lisa and I had a cup of tea in, where were we? We were somewhere in California. And you were coaching me with my issues, which I know you're going to talk more about a little bit later because I suffer from a malady.
Multiple ideal client personality disorder, y'all. I'm going to talk about that.
I wasn't going to say the word because I thought it may be true for me.
yeah.
Anyway, so I suffer from that. But the point I want to make is this, is that I think people have this shame and story around the struggle around this. And I just want to be really clear about this. I've been at this a quarter century. I have 40,000 graduates. I have best-selling author, all the rest of it, and I still struggle with this. So I just want to say as loud and clear as I can, the more we as coaches and consultants and trainers and all sorts of things just tell the truth about finding our way with this, the easier it's going to be. So, I just want to have this, the faster you can give yourself permission to admit that that's true, the faster Lisa can be able to serve and support you in defining and getting to the heart of what's going on. So, okay, enough about my disorders.
No worries. So, and I appreciate that. And I think that's the one thing that people – often will I get feedback on is, oh, thank you. Thank you so much for letting me know. I'm not the only one, and it's because it's so easy to judge ourselves, and then we just get paralyzed, right, which is the other, other sort of risk of being a mission-driven entrepreneur is we just take stuff so personally, and it just feels like a personal defeat, and it just stops us in our tracks. So, if nothing else, please make sure you surround yourself with people that get that and also – that really understand how your business needs to continue to evolve. And that's what I've learned. I've been, like Jay, not as long as Jay because he's really old, but I've been doing what I've been doing 14 years. And what I see now with this work that I still teach the same work that I did 14 years ago is that it really helps people, like it helped me, get clear, but also it helps them honor their evolution. Because you guys, I'm just telling you right now, because your business is so personal, as you grow and change, what you want to focus on and who you want to work with is going to change. And so, that's okay as long as you know how to make sure your marketing evolves with you.
Mm-hmm.
So just that's the only sort of caveat is make sure you know how to have your message evolve with you. So that's where conscious marketing came from. I think that's really what makes it unique. It's a very inside-out approach. And so when you get to that handout at standoutbejuicy.com/handout, you'll see some of the strategies that we're going to talk about here and as we move forward.
Fantastic. So I'm looking at my handout, which is fantastic. Do you want to start stepping us through that, or do we want to start just jumping right into number one, or what's our best next step?
Let's just start stepping through that. So, I want to cover four strategies. I don't know we're going to have time to cover all four, so I'm going to do my best. And let's start with this idea of ideal client. Does that sound like a good place to start, Jay?
Well, I it might be, except I have 22 of them.
Right. Exactly. So I am going to make sure that I talk about MICPD. Everybody write that down. MICPD. MICPD. Multiple ideal client. Personality disorder. So here's the thing. Everybody tells you need a target and a niche. For the mission-driven entrepreneur, it's just not specific enough. And there are many people who use the terminology ideal client, but there's nobody that I know of that really is going to hold your hand and take you through the in-depth and sometimes excruciating and enlightening process of really figuring out who that is for you, especially and I'm the only one certified in diagnosing multiple ideal client personality disorder and helping people to really figure out what they're going to focus on and when.
Hey, Lisa, can I interrupt you just for a second? Just because.
Anytime.
Okay, so I just have this brilliant idea, and you know that I never have any ideas.
Right, which is why you don't have multiple ideal clients.
but I actually think that there's an entire marketing and business that could be built in, with the marketing equivalent of the DSM-V5.
So
the and we can make it this is the marketing DSM-V that we could go through this entire process with, and of course I could be your case study for all of the wackiness.
All of it. Well, but your picture will be on every page.
Okay,
I have actually come up with a couple other ones like networking blackout syndrome, right? And this is what happens when you don't really know what to say about your business, so you just keep talking, and then people's eyes glaze over. So you're right. That would be a really good product. We'll have to look at that.
Opportunity, yes-itis, something
yes,
like that.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Anyway,
exactly.
You continue on. So back to this ideal client, because clearly
okay.
I need to listen to this, and I need to focus in quite epic ways, so I'm all ears.
All right. So – number one on the handout, if you have that handout, is your marketing must laser in on your ideal clients. I'll I'll say that again. Your marketing must laser in on your ideal clients. And there's also an element of this around claiming your ideal client. So I would just write that in there. You know, your marketing must claim your ideal clients. Because there is lots of people have resistance to this, you know, Jay. Lots of people have resistance to this about narrowing things down because their missions are big. You know, you all want to help a lot of people. And so it's the people that are really in that business of helping people that resist narrowing things down. So you do need to claim your ideal client. And so if you're looking at that handout, you'll see two columns there. One says target market or target. The other says ideal client. And if you're looking there, you'll see how there's some characteristics of your target, characteristics of your ideal client. Here's the key to defining your ideal client, just to get started on it. Now, when we get to work with people more closely, we have a pretty in-depth process that we take people through that really helps them to acknowledge all of the things about their ideal client and all the things in their past and kind of, you know, what their ideal client's really, what their need is. I mean, we have, I think it's the six-step process, and I think each part is you know, pretty detailed. We make it fun, of course. It's what I'm really known for. But the reason why I'm telling you how in-depth it is because I'm about to give you a question that is really going to help you to get started. And I don't want you to be under the illusion that this is going to solve it for you. And just to be really clear, because that's the thing that I've gotten to know in my old age, Jay, is that I really don't want people walking away feeling like, okay, cool, I got this. When, you know, and then getting frustrated and then feeling like, wait a minute, that question was supposed to solve it all for me, and it didn't. I'm still confused. And I just want you to know it's not intended to solve the whole thing for you and really get you clear on who your ideal clients are and diagnose your MICPD. But this will get you started.
Yes, and I want to just say something to the crew listening, which is this one of the reasons why I respect, admire, and love you, Lisa, as much as you do, is that you tell it straight. You don't sell a 30-second solution. It's not the turnkey, blah, blah. It's like this is a process, and we're going to define this process, and the process is going to evolve. And it's that kind of authenticity that resonates deeply with me.
Beautiful. So here's the question. Which clients are my favorites and why? Which clients are my favorites and why? And these are the ones that you would want to clone, right? So I want you to just think about it. Even if you only have a couple right now, pick your favorite. Or even if you if just getting started and maybe no one's really paid you for what you want to do, but you've done the work with people, who is your favorite and why? And I want you to really write about the why part because, you know, with target and niche, it's mostly about demographics and kind of surfacey level things, you know, like, you know, their age and, you know, how much income they have or where they live or even maybe like, oh, they're going through a transition. Even marketing to all people going through a transition, it's not narrow enough, and it's certainly not going to get you people that are ready to work with you and value what you value and have the sense of humor and, you know, all that good stuff. And that's what I realized when I started my business about I only loved about 20% of my clients. Like really loved, like they really reminded me why I was doing what I was doing. I felt like I could really be myself and go deep with my mastery, and they appreciated it. Only 20% fit that bill. And I thought, okay, well, how do I attract more of those people? Because obviously what I'm doing in my marketing is only 20% effective.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when I started to really look at those people and ask this question. And it helped me to see that, wow, target and niche, like, it doesn't even cover the things that I love about these clients. Like, they deeply respect my opinion, and they willingly take my advice, and the core need that they have is to get clarity and to be able to feel authentic in their marketing. And it didn't matter what industry they were in. You know, I work with people across probably 40 or 50 different industries all over the world, big, you know, businesses, small businesses, and the thing that really is across the board is that they resonate with my approach. And so that's what I want for you. So get started with that one question and just really think about the answer to that question. And then I will talk a little bit about multiple ideal client personality disorder since, you know, Jay brought it up, and I was going to bring it up anyway. But because here's the thing. I make a joke, right? It has a funny, cute name and all that, but it actually is pretty serious because many of you have so many different products. So it actually comes in two forms. It's either you have multiple products, right, lots of different products, or you have one sort of main product, but all these different groups that you want to work with. Like, you know, I had a chiropractor who was a client, and she's like, you know, I want to work with moms, and, you know, but I love to work with athletes and help them to shave time off of their, you know, scores when they're, you know, they're in their, you know, these high-level Olympic athletes. But, oh, I really like to help people with allergies, and, you know, and it was like, oh, my gosh, you know, like, if an athlete went to her website and saw that she worked with moms and allergies, but they just wouldn't feel like she was the one for them. You know, they wouldn't feel like, you know, and they wouldn't hear a message that really was for them because she's trying to be everything to everyone. And here's a great quote. You might want to write this down. When you're marketing to everybody, you're marketing to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
When you're marketing to everybody, you're marketing to nobody. And that's where she was at. And she had this passion for helping these different groups of people, but none of them really felt like she was talking to them. And so that's what we do, is we help you to really sort of, you know, look at all, you know, part of our process when we work with people is actually looking at all the different things you have going on and helping to just sort of define a place to focus for a fixed period of time. And it doesn't mean that everybody else just suffers, right? There's a difference between, this is a good teaching point I don't often share on these calls, but Jay inspired it. there's a difference between where you put your outward marketing energy, right? This is like where you put your effort, like where you're going to do your stuff, where you're going to speak or do teleseminars or what groups online you're going to join or, you know, like the outward marketing energy. There's a difference between that and who you wind up serving. So if you get your multiple ideal client personalities or diagnosed and you pick a certain focus, this is the focus for your outward marketing energy. It doesn't mean that if people call you from these other groups or whatever and it feels good to you to serve them and you know you can do it sort of staying in alignment, it feels good to you, it's okay to say yes. But it's your outward marketing energy, and that's really important distinction because people feel like, oh, does that mean if so-and-so calls me from that other group, I have to just tell them to, you know, go jump in the lake? No. You could decide yes or no. That just take effort. They called you, right?
Yeah.
It's your outward marketing effort because that's what makes us crazy when we feel like we're going in a million different directions and we really, you know, you show up at a networking meeting and you're like trying to figure out who's in the room because you don't know what to say about which part of the work that you do, and it just stifles the whole thing.
Yeah. And you know what's fascinating about that as well is it becomes even more complex and complicated in the middle of a transition. You know how you were talking about is that as each of us grows and evolves, we'll be attracted to working with a different group of people. And truthfully, I've been in that spot for the last couple of years, and I'm still in that transitionary spot, which, you know, I acknowledge my diagnosis clearly, but it's even magnified further in the process of transition, which is where your guidance and support, I think, is so vital and important for people, because
yes,
we can't see the forest for the trees when we're in that transition, and you help clarify that.
Yes, and, you know, the people that I get to work with sort of over a year, sort of in some of my mentorship programs, you know, we look at, like, okay, is it time to duplicate yourself? Because, you know, maybe you really want to serve that population still with that product or program, but, you know, you personally are ready for sort of a different focus. And so now it becomes a business model conversation, right? It becomes a, do I want to still serve those? If so, how? And how can I do that with the least amount of energy on my part? And, you know, now what do I want to do? Or is it time to let that piece of things go? If I had that in my business where, you know, I used to help people, like, you know, like I had like website designers and public publicists and graphic designers and all these people. And I realized, you know, that's not my passion, is really message, because without the message, none of that stuff works. And so I needed to just get really clear on where I was going to focus. And I was ready to be a mom and I didn't want to work so much. And so, you know, over the years, I've just, you know, I really realized that strategy is great. And I'm sure you're hearing a lot of talks from people that are, you know, giving you different techniques to do, speaking and teleseminars and Google Hangouts and Facebook or whatever. Those strategies are great, And if you're not clear on your message or who your ideal client is, it's like spinning wheels. It could really shoot your confidence down because you just feel like, why isn't this working? So if you're having that experience, I really invite you to just sort of see if this resonates with you, because it actually would be really good news. You know, it's kind of like, oh, thank God for telling me. It's like someone trying to lose weight and somebody telling them, oh, well, you've had this thing and that's why you can't lose weight. And, you know, and it's like, oh, thank you, because I thought, you kind of feel like you have no willpower or whatever, you know. And it's the same thing with marketing. You feel like, well, maybe I'm not a good business owner and I wasn't cut out for doing this and I should just give it all up. And, you know, and it might just be because you haven't taken enough time to get clarity with your message. And so the things that you're doing are not yielding the results that you want. So get started with your ideal client. And don't worry if you think you might have MICPD, you're not really quite sure how to go with that. We're going to Jay and I have actually cooked up something where you can actually get some one-on-one support at no charge. Kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool if you qualify. So, you know, keep listening and we'll let you know how you can get your hands on that.
Beautiful. Okay, so ideal client, you've got, of course, mine and all of our listeners' wheels spinning. So talk to me a little bit about this idea of being juicy in our marketing. So is this part of the second strategy that you wanted to share? And I mean, it's on your website name, it's your URL, so obviously it's pretty important and significant to you.
It is. And really, it's my way of talking about being true to yourself and authentic in your marketing. It's not about being hypey or getting attention just for getting attention's sake, you know, like everything needs to be in yellow highlight or red letters and, you know, you really stand out, that makes it juicy. No, I really believe, and here's a quote you might want to write down, there's no competition when we focus on what makes us unique and put that in our marketing. There's no competition when we focus on what makes us unique and put that in our marketing. And that's what being juicy is about. And it's just a word that obviously goes with me. So that's the word I choose, and I feel like I should get – I think I should get royalty for every time somebody uses it. Then I could just close up doors. I wouldn't need to
figure out how to do that, and that is a product that will sell.
That's true. That's very true. So let me just give you something very practical that you can use right away when it comes to the idea of being juicy in your marketing. And that relates to the second strategy on your handout. If you haven't grabbed that yet, by the way, it's standoutbejuicy.com/handout. And the second strategy says, always highlight your irresistible, juicy benefits. Always highlight your irresistible, juicy benefits. And when you get a chance to look at that handout, you'll see three columns of information. One says feature, one says boring benefit, and one says juicy benefit. And here's the thing, Jay. For most people, if they just had boring benefits, it would be great.
I was just going to say, I just think you called me boring.
Mm-mm. Never. Never, ever, ever. Maybe your marketing, but not you, Jay.
I appreciate the distinction.
Because, you know, here's the thing. You know, how all these things got, you know, how this whole process got created was that I would used to do these things called juicy marketing audits. And I would look at people's marketing and I would just, this is like before, you know, they worked with me. And I would just, I'd say, send me everything. This is back in the day when people actually had paper, right? Except for their website. They'd send me like all the brochures and the ads and the flyers and their business cards and all this stuff. And I would take a look at it. And this is just the things that I saw missing was how this whole system got created. And one of the things was, They didn't talk about how somebody's life or business would be different. So they would say something like, well, I have 20 years experience and I'm certified in XYZ and I do teleseminars and coaching. But none of those things answers the question, how will you change my life? How would I be different after working with you? But we think that saying I have 20 years experience sort of communicates that, but it does not at all. It doesn't at all. It just, I don't know how that's going to impact me. Okay, so your experience, so it gives you some credibility, right? Those are good credibility points. But it doesn't have somebody really envision how their life or their business would be different. And this is what people pay for. This is when people find the money for you. So I believe juicy benefits are the antidote to I can't afford to work with you. Because when you're clear And you're able to articulate how you change people's lives, how your work, your product makes, you know, things easier, better, faster, smarter, whatever it is that you do. When you can really communicate that in a way that's kind of only, you know, unique to you, people get it. And when you're, like, have conviction about it, then they really get it. You know, they believe you because you believe it. And I've had a lot of clients tell me that after working with me, it's like one of the transformations is that they believe in themselves more. So, of course, then their clients and potential clients believe in them more. But there's a direct connection between, and this might be something you want to write down, there's a direct connection between your confidence in the words to describe what you do and what you're willing to charge. I'll say it again. There's a direct relationship between the confidence in the words that you use to describe what you do and what you're willing to charge. Now, you could check in just to see if that's true for you, right? So just kind of imagine for a minute. Let's just say, close your eyes and just imagine for a minute a reality where you had 100% confidence about how to talk about what you do, and you have the perfect words roll off your tongue in any marketing or selling situation. 100% confidence that you had the perfect words in any marketing or selling situation. Do you think you might raise your prices? Do you think you might value your work at a higher level? So just check in to see if that's true for you. You don't have to take my word for it.
Certainly rings true.
Yeah, you know, it does. And I know for me, it applies for me. Whenever I go to launch something new, until I really feel like I could really, you know, I have the juicy benefits and I'm really clear on the ideal client, I'm not getting traction. You know, I need to just really sink into it that way. So let me give you all a question that will help you get started with your juicy benefits. It doesn't guarantee that they're juicy, but it does guarantee that they're actually benefits and not features. Like, I have 20 years experience, I do teleclasses, you know, I have this certification and such and such. This will guarantee that you come up with benefits. And then I'll talk to you a little bit about how to make them juicy, but you actually will be head and shoulders above most of your quote unquote competition. And that's not from a scarcity, there isn't enough for everybody standpoint kind of competition. It's just there's other people that sound like they do what you do. Mm-hmm. And unless you really have your unique voice, then people aren't going to know that you have a unique approach, or they're not going to even know why you're different. So here's how to get started even getting at any of your benefits. You're going to answer this question, and the answers will actually automatically be benefits. Here's the question. How are people different after working with me? And if you work with organizations, just adapt it, right? How are organizations different after working with me? How are they different after working with you? And the articulation of that really is the antidote to "I can't afford to work with you," because when you really have those words and you feel really good about them, your ideal clients find the money. You know, it's not about them having the money, right? That's a target or a niche. Oh, they have money.
Yeah, it doesn't mean.
But it never means they're going to spend it on you, right, Jay? That never, just because someone has it doesn't mean anything, really. Like, just because they don't have it doesn't mean anything. It's people find the money all the time for things that they really perceive they need. But it's up to you to articulate how you would change their life so they could see. And they could really, really get to that.
So can I ask you, and I know we have limited time, but so I, of course I'm following along and I'm making notes and doing my best to cope with my maladies. So I actually, this weekend, I got two emails from past clients that described what they did. Now, they're radically different. You know, one is a gentleman that stuttered who is now going into the Grand Championship for Toastmasters for public speaking. Another is a woman who said, "I've taken more risks in the last 18 months than I have my whole entire previous life, and thank you from the bottom of my heart." So what was different for them is that they were courageous.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but what the hell does that mean for somebody walking down the street?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think there's lots of people in this coaching and consulting arena on this call who have those kind of what I'm going to call a general benefit. Can you help me and us with that general stuff, narrowing?
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to give you a little taste of the Juicy Benefits process that we take people through. It's pretty in depth, and it's one of those things because you're so close to it, you can't see it, and so you need to be tricked into finding these words. And so we have lots of different tricks that we help people with so they can sort of get to that place inside them where the words are, because they are in there, and we just have some pretty unique ways of getting at it.
Okay.
But here's a little piece of it, and it really is, what's the benefit of that? So if somebody says, So you take your testimonial and you go, okay, well, what is the benefit that they really got from that? And you could say, well, they've increased their confidence. And that is pretty boring, right? Because a lot of people could say that. But if you ask yourself, well, what is the benefit of increased confidence?
To me, the biggest one is my willingness to risk, my willingness to be open to other ideas, my willingness to engage.
Awesome. So all those things are just another way of saying increased confidence. Like, even just say, like, you'd be more willing to take risks is unique. You know, that's saying it in a unique way than increased confidence. So you take the boring benefits that you get at with the how are people different after working with me, and they might not all be boring, they might be juicy, and you ask yourself, like, what's the benefit of that? And it's kind of the first level that we teach people on how to shake up the things that they initially kind of come out with when they ask themselves that question. And we actually have a bunch more questions that birth Juicy Benefits, and then other ways of sort of mining them for gold.
I love
that. But I think that will really get people started. And
that's a core aspect of your program, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's
a core aspect
when we get to work with people more closely. It is. You know, we have about 8 steps that we take people through. We've gone through 2, you know, in a very introductory way today. But the whole thing of what we do is helping people to get clarity, so what they're doing is working, and they feel really good about their business. And you know, it's sort of before you get to sort of what's my opt-in page and what's my Facebook strategy, and like it's people sort of try to jump to those things when really their core message, their clarity piece, their who their ideal client is, they've sort of skimmed over that, picked something just to sort of keep going. And so then it's like a foundation of a house that sort of, you know, has a hole in it. You build the whole house on it, and then, you know, one part of the, you know, kitchen collapses one day. It's because, you know, you know, people, I call it drive-by niche picking syndrome. See, there's another one. Drive-by niche picking syndrome. You know, you just
need
like
to make this.
You're right. I do. You do. I do. You know, I'm seeing all these other ones that I have. So, it is a core of what we do. And it's helping people, actually, it's like teaching people a language. Like, once you learn the basics of, say, Chinese, there's lots of things you could say. Once you learn the basics of your true marketing voice, then you will always know how to adapt it for any ideal client, any product or program, any company, any mission, any philanthropy, anything that you're ever wanting to really communicate to people about. We work with for-profit, non-profit. It's all about really helping people connect with what it is, you know, what it is you're trying to do and how you're trying to help people.
Mm-hmm. Love it. So why don't we, because we're almost, you've sort of started a mini free strategy session with me and my courageous thing.
That's true.
So why don't we actually just let people know, because I don't want anybody to miss if they have to jump off the call early or any of those sorts of things. If somebody qualifies, how could they participate in getting this kind of support for getting really clear about their message?
Okay. So for you and for the Tsunami Telesummit, we are offering, I think we set aside 11 spots for what we call Juicy Marketing Strategy Sessions. And this is a $400 value service that we provide. And we've set aside 11 spots that for people who qualify from the Tsunami Telesummit, there's no charge. And here's the outcome of the Juicy Marketing Strategy Session. That is that you will look to see what it is that you have been doing, why it may not be working, and really what is the next best step to take. And here's the catch. For the least amount of effort and the biggest payoff. Because we're all about focus here, right?
Lisa, I just wish we had a really good example of spelling out a benefit to an offer. If only we had something like that just happened 4 seconds ago.
Yes, it is true. It is
that was
true.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
So say it again, just so people hear it, because this,
I mean,
this is exactly what we were talking about.
Okay, so the benefit, and this is for people that qualify. I'm going to let you know how you qualify in a minute here, and then I'm going to give you a URL where you can go apply. The benefit of the Juicy Marketing Strategy Session with one of my coaches is that you're going to look at what you've done so far to see what's working and what's not working, and then you're going to determine your next best action for the least amount of effort and the biggest reward.
Love
so it.
It
will be focused action, and that's really what we're, you know, about here, is about getting very specific. Because, you know, I don't know if you heard in my bio, but I work 3 days a week, sometimes four. I'm very clear about who my ideal clients are, what type of work it is I want to be doing, and we support people about having that clarity, because when you do, people, they want to invest with you. They want to pay you the bigger bucks because they really feel like you're the one for them, because you've taken the risk to claim that. You've gotten clear about what your ideal clients need to hear, and you've put that into your marketing, and that's really what we're all about. So this is a strategy session. This isn't a coaching session. I want to be clear about that. So it's, you know, here's how you qualify. One is you really need to have a business. So you need to be like, I'm starting one right now. I'm getting started. I've, you know, like you're totally in it. I think if you have a business, you'll get the most out of it, or at least if you're getting started, you're very serious about getting started. Like you have an income goal for 2014. You're very clear about what you want your business to create. Those people really get the most out of these sessions. And I want you to hear too, I'll give you a little teaching as I'm doing this. These are our ideal candidates for sessions, just like an ideal client description. We've realized, we've kind of looked to see, you know, we said, okay, who are our favorite clients and why, right? That's the question I gave you. When my Juicy coaches, I had a meeting with them, I said, well, who do you have the most fun with? Like, who do you want to donate your time to be on the phone with? And this is what they said. So they really love when people have a business or they're just super serious and committed about, like, started. They are sort of off the starting gate. Even if they might have just got started, they're ready to go. You also qualify if you know that your marketing is not representing you in the best way possible and you're ready to make a change. So it's not like there's a question on the survey that says, like, you know, is your marketing representing the best way possible? Some people say yes. Well, if you feel that, then I don't know that you're going to get a lot out of this session, right? It's for people that are like, oh, no, oh, my God, I hate my website. I don't want anybody to go there. I don't want to give people my business card. I don't know what to say with them in networking meetings, and I know it's completely holding me back from where I want to go in my business. If that's you, my coaches would love to talk with you. I mentioned this sort of in the first qualification, but I want to say it separately, is you do have a clear income goal for this year. So to qualify for the session, you really need to know what it is you want to create this year. A lot of people have six-figure income goals, maybe that they want to accomplish in the next few years or whatever. It doesn't need to be six figures, but just have an income goal, that because we know that you're committed to getting there. And then the last thing I'll share is that you're really ready to have a frank conversation. So you'll go to the survey, and let me give you that survey page as I give this last qualification. So to apply for one of the 11 spots, it's a $400 value, but 11 have been set aside at no charge for the Tsunami Telesummit, you go to standoutbjuicy.com/strategy session, standoutbjuicy.com/strategy, strategy, and then session, S-E-S-S-I-O-N. So standoutbjuicy.com/strategy session. And you'll see the qualification survey there. It takes about, I'd say, 10 minutes to fill out, maybe less, 5 to 10 minutes to fill out, and it really helps. You have a really awesome opportunity with a coach that has trained and been with me and served my clients for many years to really help you figure out what is that next best action for you to take that will give you the biggest reward for the least amount of effort. So take the time to fill that out. And the last qualification that I wanted to articulate was, and Jay, you probably appreciate this one, we've found that the people they get the most out of these sessions, they have an investing in themselves mindset.
Yep.
An investing in themselves mindset. And let me describe what I mean, because it took us a little while to figure this one out. But we realize that the people that know that if they have a skill gap that's keeping them from having success in their business, even though they've already invested in their skill that they're helping people with, like a, you know, they have a coach certification or nutrition certification or acupuncture license, like they know they've spent, invested a lot of money in that, but they realize, wait a minute, like if I don't know how to market or, you know, if I don't know how to do my books or whatever, I know that I need to keep investing in order to get where I want to go. Those are the people that really get the most out of these sessions. And it's not because there's any investment, right? I already said that.
Yes.
It's not because we're going to try to sell you anything, because we don't work like that around here. You know, it's so funny. People say that, says, you know, I was afraid you were going to sell me something. And it's like, who wants anybody to work? I don't want anybody to work with us that we have to try to sell them something. It's just not,
yes.
That this doesn't work, right? We want people attract, right? Magnetize your marketing to attract your ideal clients. So, of course, if you have questions about what we have going on, your Juicy Coach will have the answers for you. And our primary goal is to make sure that you know what that next best action is and you kind of have an idea of why what you've been doing isn't working. And we'll ask you, like, what have you invested in the past and, you know, what do you really feel isn't working and what are your frustrations? We want to know all that because, you know what, guys, it's really time to stop the doing and the strategy and the doing of marketing if it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could tell you right now that it's because you don't have clarity about who you are and who you're supposed to be serving, and you're not communicating that. So just stop all the marketing activity and just figure this stuff out. Like, take the time to really do the work. And forever, 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 you'll know how to get to that clarity point so that you can then, you know, take off like a rocket and do all those other things and maybe other programs and things you've been invested in where they're just sitting there because you're like, I don't know what the heck to say. So you haven't done anything. So that's sort of my plea to you. It's like, you know, I'm sort of the evangelist for marketing message clarity. And obviously we have an inside-out approach. It's, you know, it's not about, you know, what's big in the market right now or hot or trendy. It's about what's big for you right now, you know, and helping you to translate that into marketing. So, sorry, I got off on my soapbox a little bit. Everybody should have one. Everybody should have a soapbox. But so go to standoutbejuicy.com/strategy session. You qualify if you have an income goal, your business is started, you have that investing in yourself mindset, you get that, you know, you need to keep investing if there's some big skill gaps that you have, you understand that, and you know your marketing is just not working for you. It's probably working against you. So all that is in place. You qualify and just go there and grab one of those. Please take action. Don't put it off because it breaks my heart when we get these emails from people that are like, oh, I was on the call with Jay for the Tsunami Telesummit and I tried to go apply for a session. It says there's no more left and, you know, we just don't want that. And I will say, though, if you're listening to this on a recording later, give it a shot because here's what happens. And, Jay, you probably noticed this in your business, right? There's people that get excited and they'll take the first step but they don't follow through.
Mm-hmm.
And so we usually need like twice as many applications than actually people that do claim their session because
yeah.
People, this is, you know, marketing message stuff, it's not as sexy as social media. You know, this is like the deep work that yields the biggest results and some people shy away from it because it's not as on the surface fun.
but we have to be deeply
so
aligned, right? And,
yes.
And most people aren't. So,
right.
So therefore, it can be a little creepy. Now, here's a naming test for you. So we call those people squirmers. So they did it, and then they don't follow through, so they're squirmers. So we need a name for the DSMV for marketing. Squirm.
Let me think about this. So it would be – I always like to think of, like, in syndrome. So it's sort of like I don't have time for a Juicy Market Strategy session. I'm too busy on Facebook syndrome. Right? We're so addicted to the doing, you know, human being versus human doing. We're so addicted to it. And there's so much, Jay, you know, in the marketplace about giving you advice about what you should be doing that it actually takes you to go, you know, stop this car short and figure out what the heck I am who I'm serving and what I want to be saying to them so that I can attract what I want.
Here,
and
I
if that
it.
Resonates with you, then go claim one of those sessions and take action from the call today. And even if you're listening to this on the recording, we've set aside 11 sessions, and we will go through the surveys, and we'll see who qualifies until the spots fill up. And even if you're listening to this later, I'd say follow your intuition. Go give it a shot. Make sure that you say – there's a thing that says, how did you hear about this? Make sure you say, with Jay, Success Tsunami Telesummit, so that we know and we could track you that way.
Exactly. And the link is standoutbjuicy.com/strategy session. And don't be another one of those people that suffer from scattered social media squirming syndrome.
I like it. I like it. Scattered social media squirming syndrome, SSM.
So,
or SMSS.
There should be actually it should be named with something around SOS. But anyway,
that's
true.
We'll work on that.
That's really what this does, is that if we can get to the heart of it, it is the answer to the SOS of most people who are struggling with their marketing, and I really deeply appreciate it. Now we have about 5 minutes left.
Oh, wow.
And there's a couple of other things on the form in terms of 3 and 4. Do you want to leave us with a great incentive and dangler from the form that will drive people to say they really need you, because they do?
Well, I'll cover number 3 real quickly, just to say that, and number 3 is capitalize on what makes you as an individual unique. And this really is some of the most profound work that we do with people, because it's about them owning their personal greatness and their personal story. And it's not about the product or service, which is what the juicy benefit is. The juicy benefit is about the product or service. This piece of your marketing message clarity is about you. So I always say to people, do you feel like what makes you unique in all of the experience and the adventure that you have been through that really makes you truly qualified to be offering what you're offering, do you feel like that's communicated in your marketing? And most often people say no, because it does take something. You know, it's very much of an internal sort of process. Sometimes there's a lot of healing that happens, too, for people to really look to see, because many, many mission-driven entrepreneurs have pretty eclectic stories, you know, and you might even judge it like, oh, I went here and then I went there and it's so crazy and now I'm here. But you know what? It was exactly what you needed to do. And so let's look to see about all that and to see what needs to go into your marketing. So that's what that's about. So just look to see when you do your own marketing audit, am I in here, you know, is what makes me so fabulous and all my experience and, you know, because people are life certified, you know, I believe. But, you know, people don't appreciate that unless you make them, you know. And then, so just to go quickly, then the last strategy on the handout is systematically translate your juiciness into your marketing. Systematically translate your juiciness into your marketing. And I put this here just to make sure, to really underscore that you need to have a system if you're going to make these changes. You need to be very conscious and intentional about taking action from today's call. And so a couple suggestions for that are, one, just to block off time on your calendar. Say, hey, I need to ask myself those questions that Lisa Cherney asked me. I need to really take some time and answer those. Block off time on your calendar. Again, before you, like, get onto your email after you're listening to this call or whatever it is you're doing, right? Just go to your calendar and within a week from now, block off an hour or two to look at this, because it's the kind of thing that unless you really are conscious and intentional about it, you may not do it. The second suggestion is if you do have a coach or a mentor and any kind of accountability type support and this is resonating with you, tell them, hey, can you please help me to make sure I take action on this, right? Just say it out loud to somebody that you're being accountable to. And then the third thing would be to make sure you get some really focused support if you think this is the thing that's holding you back. And, of course, one way is through the Juicy Marketing Strategy Session and, you know, applying at standoutbejuicy.com/strategy session and just taking that action and putting the application and seeing what happens. You know, it's a $400 value. You got nothing to lose. No one's going to try to sell you something. If you have questions, awesome. If not, at least you'll find out what the thing is holding you back. But just make sure you qualify before you follow through, because that helps us out too.
It's just respect about people's time and energy and your willingness to support it. It's
yes.
Perfect.
Exactly. So have a system, you know, make a commitment to yourself to take action, because here's what I always like to close these things with, Jay, is I say there are people out there that really need you, that are actually praying for your help at night, like, God, please help me. But they don't know that you're there. And so in service of your mission, please take whatever action you need to take so that the people that you're supposed to serve know that you're there.
Nicely put. Nicely put. All right, Lisa, that is our time. I really appreciate your contribution, and I really appreciate you identifying my marketing illnesses. and I just want to make sure everybody has the URL again, standoutbjuicy.com/strategy session. And, of course, Ronnie and the Tsunami Success Summit will send you an email with those links as well to make sure that we can connect you most properly with Lisa. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you again. I always enjoy working with you, and have a fantastic and marvelous day, Lisa, and everyone listening.
Bye-bye, Jay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.